Pasuk says in this week's parsha, Vayavu Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem Asher Be'eretz Kenan, that after Yaakov Avinu survives his encounter with Esav, he comes to Shechem. Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir. What does this phrase mean, Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir? So the Gemara explains in Shabbos and Daf Lama Gimel that it means that Yaakov Avinu made certain takonas in the city of Shechem. The Gemara quotes different opinions as to what takonah did he make. That either matbea tikein lahem, that he established the system of currency, or shvakim tikein lahem, he set up marketplaces, or merchatzos tikein lahem, he built bathhouses. Yaakov Avinu comes to Shechem, and he sees that things aren't working as well as they could be. So he makes takonas. Matbea tikein lahem. Until then, merchandise was acquired through chalipin, through barter. They didn't have set prices for each item. Yaakov Avinu came, he set up a system of currency which made it easier to set a value for each item, made it easier to pay accordingly for each chayfetz. Shvakim tikein lahem. Until then, people had to go from house to house to sell their wares, and those who wanted to buy something had to wait until someone was interested in selling. Yaakov Avinu came and he set up marketplaces which made it a lot easier to buy and sell. Merchatzos tikein lahem. Until then, people had to bathe in the river, where it wasn't so private, the water was cold, it was far from the city. Yaakov set up bathhouses, so people were able to bathe in the city with warm water, they could heat the water, and it was a more private area. Yaakov Avinu wasn't even planning on staying in Shechem long term. And yet when he saw that there were things that needed improvement, he jumped in to help out. It's not surprising that this phrase, Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir, is mentioned after the Torah says, Vayavu Yaakov Shalom. Because this type of behavior was part of the Shleimus of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is known as a Shalom. The Targum in Parshas told us on the words, Yaakov Ishtam is Yaakov Gvar Shlim. Yaakov was a Shalom. And what that means is that he was careful not only about Talmud Torah and Mitzvos Bein Adam Lamakom, but also about Mitzvos Bein Adam Lachaver. Yaakov wasn't self-absorbed. He cared about his surroundings. And he went out of his way to try to help the people around him. Reb Chaim Mintz points out in his Sefer Eitz HaChaim that this is the Midah of Tzadikim. It's the Midah of Bnei Torah. They're not living in their own world, but rather they're sensitive to their surroundings. We find a similar idea with Noach, that the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis that Noach was given his name B'nevuah, based on what he would do in the future. That until then, it was difficult for people to soften the soil, to prepare it for planting. Noach came and he invented klei machresha. He invented the plow, which made it a lot easier for people to plant. That's why he was given the name Noach, because he helped people, he helped them rest. Noach from a loshon menucha. He helped people rest from their difficulties in producing food and making a living. It seems like the main chashivas of Noach wasn't the fact that he rebuilt the world after the Mabel, but rather that he created something that helped people. That was his biggest accomplishment. What made him special was that he cared about other people. It's something we can all learn from. Sometimes we come back to the dormitory late at night. Are we careful not to speak loudly in the hallways because someone might be sleeping? After we use Svarim in the Beis Medrash, do we put them away to make sure that other people can use them? Do we take the Achrayas to put away even Svarim that we haven't used? Or do we say, it's not my problem? Are we careful to clean up after we finish eating in the cafeteria or in a pizza store? Or do we say, that's not my job, they hired someone to do that job? Do we help clean up at home? Or do we leave it for someone else? There are so many ways, so many different things that we can do that show sensitivity to other people. We learn from Yaakov Avinu and from Noach that thinking about those around us isn't just a midas chasidus. It's really a matter of simple menschlichkeit. Good Shabbos.